KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening, I'm DCVOA, and I'm in here just for a short period of time. I'm cooking dinner.
Well, don't mess up dinner. The family will be mad, that's for sure. KC8YVF, yeah, I'm just heading out of work here. Got out a little bit late, waiting for everything to get done on a Monday. So, how was your weekend?
Good, but not extremely productive.
Well, I got, again, lots of things to do and got some things done. I finally finished up the tile work in my living room, so my fireplace around there is totally done. So, that's a good thing. Wife got most of the front bay window done. So she got all the trim painted, got the wall painted. Only thing left I got to do, I got to, where we had to patch in some stuff at the bottom. So I got to do some sanding there this coming weekend. So hopefully get it all sanded out, get it prime painted. And then from there I have to just put the baseboards back up. So I got to cut a couple of new pieces up front because we changed out the hot air register. And then I got to put the molding in the closet, so that's not a big thing. I'll get to that when I get to it. So hopefully with Friday off again, I can get the rest of it all done on Friday and say Merry Christmas to me. The project's finally done.
And that will be a good feeling. I'm hoping tomorrow I can get out and do a little bit of work around the house. Hopefully the weather holds out. All right, I got to run upstairs and finish cooking dinner. You have a good night. Hopefully talk to you on the net. KCYVF, KCVOA.
Yeah, Rick, we'll talk to you tonight. KCYVF monitoring.
KE8AZI. I'm new in the area. Just thought I'd introduce myself. My name's Rich, KE8AZI. Thank you. Anybody out there, please give me a holler back.
Good evening, Rich. This is KC8YVF, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Name here is Ron, Romeo Oscar November. Just on my way home from work this evening, so got a good copy on you. Go ahead.
Hey, all right, that's good. That's the best time of the day there is on the way home, or at least once it's over. Now, I just want to say howdy to everybody. I heard y'all on the repeater, and I'm just coming down from Charlevoix County and Antrim County area, and wanted to say howdy and start introducing myself to people.
Oh, good. Are you just here for a while, or did you move down to Saginaw area?
Well, as my lady says, a little bit of both. If she doesn't kick me out, I'm going to be around for a while. But, yeah, I am new in the area.
All right. Well, good to hear you on the air. Yeah, we've generally, as most repeaters are not real active. And unfortunately, ours here is not either. This is the primary repeater for Saginaw. There are 9 repeaters in the Saginaw County area, some owned by the Saginaw Radio Club, some owned by individuals, some owned by another group called the Central Michigan Emergency Network, but We've got this repeater for 2 meter. We've got a D-Star UHF. We have a Yaesu system fusion that's on dual mode. It'll do analog digital on 2 meter. A couple of DMR repeaters. Let's see, what else have we got? There's a couple of UHF repeaters that are linked. Also have another 2 meter that's owned by one of the club members. So, and we got a good active club too. We meet the first Friday of every month at the airport out of Harry Brown Airport on the east side of the county, out off an M46 and James Road out there. 7 o'clock the first Fridays of the month, and then the Saturday after we do a club breakfast at a local restaurant, and do quite a few things around the area. A lot of public service things, and involved with the county emergency management's office and that. So, got a good group.
Well, it sure sounds like it. I definitely look forward to getting involved. I don't have my station set up as of yet. Right now, I'm just talking off my little HT, but I'm glad you've got a good copy on me, and it's very nice to meet you, and I hope I'll get to talk to you, and if you ever hear me out there, just holler and say hello, or tell somebody else to say hello, and I really appreciate that. KEHAZI, we'll be clear for the evening, and you have a good evening.
All right. Yeah, no problem there. Get out anytime you want. Hopefully somebody's out there. We also have an EchoLink link on this repeater, so we get several members of the club that travel out of the area. Some go to Florida or other places, so they will get on Monday nights. We have a net at 9 p.m. So a lot of them, you can get on the same repeater here at 9. We also have another net that's on Sunday at 7 p.m. on this repeater, but the EchoLink also allows them to get on when they're out of the area, so that comes in quite handy too. So 73 to you. Good to hear from you. Hope to talk to you again. This is KC8YBF, clear and monitoring.
K8AZI, final clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike, and my call sign is KD8MMH, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Mike Hotel, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz. With a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from the operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City, I will be in and out. No traffic, guys.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I've got you checked in as in and out. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Do I have any other mobile, short time, or in and out stations? If so, please call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, at this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call net control now. This time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Brown Bay City. No traffic, my good friend.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo. Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is
got a good start to the list. Let me run down what I've got so far here. I think you may have also had a double with Dave WADW. I think it may have been Fred KEAQCO. KEAQCO, I'll check here. First off, I've got Dave KEAPCQ. He was in and out. Thank you, Dave. Our regular check-ins, I've got Rob KCHSDL, Ron KC8YVF, Tom N8EUI, Dave WADW, Bob N8KPR, Rick, KC8VOA, Minnie, KD8PAZ, but I just got the this is part of Minnie. I didn't get the call sign or anything in there, Minnie, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Anyway, that's what I've got for a list. Did I miss anyone, or was that you in there, Fred? Go right ahead. Okay, nothing hurt, so we will go ahead and get started with the net here this evening. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Hope everyone's doing well. Have a poser question for this evening. Area attractions. This past Saturday, I had noticed that, saw somewhere that the Saginaw Art Museum had, free Saturdays, free tours and whatever. Place I've driven by hundreds, if not thousand times or more, on North Michigan. Never been there. Always wondered what it was like inside, so I decided to take a trip inside the Saginaw Art Museum Saturday. Very interesting, very nice, nice place to visit. So just wondering, the poser question is, any area attractions that you've always wondered, you know, you've lived in the area, you've driven by it, you've wondered what it's like, you've never been there, you'd like to go see. So that's this evening's poser question. With that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. Doesn't have to be Saginaw, it can be
Saginaw Bay City or Midland, any area attractions that you'd like to see. I know one still out there that I've never been to that might be interesting. Let me buy a second here. Obviously not in the winter, but in the spring or summer, the Japanese tea gardens over there off of Ezra Rust across from the waterworks. Another place that sounds interesting, never been to. Another place on my list of like to go check that out and see what that's all about. So anyway, we'll go ahead and get the net started here. We'll start off with Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, good buddy, on that boy, but this video for real, good working there. Yeah, I was going to say, one comes to mind, actually, one that you thought of, is the going to the state, going to the theater, or that way, I'm sorry, wrong place, going to the Japanese Cultural Center to participate in one of their tea parties. Sounds interesting. Yeah, I got actually another one here. I've been wanting to do it for years, it's cool to see. It's a wonderful life on the big screen. That's something I'd like to do. But, well, unfortunately, this year, the weekend it goes on, my wife's out of town, I got to watch the dog. But, yeah, but the tea party thing sounds rather interesting. So, I hear it's really been around for a lot of years, and it's like a lot of fun. So, okay, other than that, let me see here. Well, radio-wise, it's not too bad. My kid might kind of conk out on me. I'm hoping it's Mike. And K8, let me see, NKN, that's still with, basically, he has a similar model Ken, but he's got a 520, he's going to come over and let me borrow his bike and try it out, hopefully that's his problem. I'm hoping about that. So I put my $10 on, courtesy of the net there, on the Savara group, break a second. And I put my $10 on here over the weekend and worked great. Boy, everybody said, wow, your radio sounds good. It's nicer, Mike. I enjoy that. So, but yeah, Jeffrey's Cultural Center sounds like an interesting thing to see. And of course, in the winter time, I would like to go to the showing of the Temple Theater in Saginaw. I believe it's where it's at. The original movie of It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. That would be neat. So, all right, I'll be around for the second go on. I'll head you back to back control. You, of course, doing a great job, sir. KDA and my mate, KCSL. Back to that.
Great, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, that is great when you can see some of the older movies, like It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. Unfortunately, like you said, that one you're probably going to only be able to see this time of year. Not going to, if you missed it, you're probably going to have to wait another year to catch that one. But, it is great to see the older classic movies on the big screen. All right, next we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you, and check and make sure you'll be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. For me, I guess I've lived here in Saginaw since about 1980. I have gone to the Japanese Tea Garden, actually during the Christmas at the Zoo, Holiday in the Heart of the City. They had it open one time. So I took a tour through that, although not, I guess, a real good tour, but did go through that with the family. So I can say that I've been there. Have not been to the Art Museum here in Saginaw, so that's another thing I've wanted to go to, just never have gone to. And, just few things even out of the area for going. I've never been to the Henry Ford Museum, to Greenfield Village. I got to go to those. That's kind of on the plan with the family for next year. I've been saying that for a couple of years. Flint to the Mott house down there, Clara something Mott, the house down there. For one time, I stood in front of it when we did one of the I think it was like the two-mile run or something for the Crim. I was stationed out in front of it, so it really looked like a cool place. I'd like to be able to actually go in and tour that facility as well. So, again, down in Genesee County and to the south, those are some things that I've never visited that are on my list, and just, lots of things in Michigan, and I've never got to them here, so shame on me, I guess. For me, for the weekend, I had Friday off again. I was working on stuff. I went and gave blood in the morning. Went and ran some errands again. Came back and basically through the weekend finished up the tile work finally in front of the fireplace. The tile all got glued in. All of the mortar and that got done. So that's completely done and off my list. The last little thing for this coming weekend is to finish the front of the bay window down at the bottom. My wife had got all the wall painted, the windows, frames all painted, and the blinds all back up, so that was good. And it was kind of a rush work. We had friends coming over that were from out of town. And at 8 o'clock in the morning, the room's a mess with all the tools and sawdust and everything else in there as we're painting and doing things. Wife's doing the painting and stuff, not working on the tile work. So in a matter of about 6 hours, we finished everything up, got everything put back, and cleaned the entire house about a half hour before they came to the house. So it was a bad rush. But hopefully we'll finish up the bay window, just the last little painting and standing and things that I got to do and get the molding up. And then that will be finally done. About a 9-month project on weekend here or weekend there, but took a while, but it's finally coming to a conclusion. I guess later in the week, we're supposed to get a little snow. I got an email from Chris in Midland saying something, and I don't know if that includes Saginaw or not, but some report he had 4 to 5 inches Wednesday night through like Friday, so we could get a little bit of snow in there. We'll wait and see there, so. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round. KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us this evening. The snow that's coming, I saw that too. What I saw, remember, it was probably just the weather app on my phone, mentioned 1 to 2 inches like Thursday and Friday, so we shall see. Like you said, Flint has some interesting things too. At one time I was down there, I think, for a Titanic exhibit they had, and I think it was at the Sloan Museum. That was kind of a neat place to go through and visit that also, along with the Titanic exhibit. So, before I go to Tom, I'll do a station break here, see if we can get anyone else to join us. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, not on the KABAC repeater. Is there anyone else out there that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. We'll get you on the list. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and Standby Dave, WADW. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is NAEUI. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's in the festive mood, Christmas mood. Glad tidings to you all. Kind of slow on this end last week or so. It's kind of slow on our end, Barb and I. We went to Friday night, we went to Midland to watch our 8-year-old play their basketball game. And then afterwards, we went with her and her mom and dad to Buffalo Wild Wings in Midland. Haven't been to Buffalo Wild Wings in Midland, not even the one in Saginaw, probably in about a year or so. So we had some good food and just visited for a while and got home about 9 o'clock Friday night. So the next day, Saturday morning, my youngest brother, his stepdaughter, graduated from SDSU. They had a commencement. There were two commencements. She was the early one. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in marketing, and she's already working. She's been working about a month now at a radio station in the Thumb area. So she's got a job close to where she lives in the Thumb. After the graduation, we all went over to Cody's Landing for a early early supper, whatever you want to call it. About 3 o'clock, we all went over to Cody's Landing and had a lunch. There was about 8 of us. And then last night, Barb and I wrapped Christmas gifts. So we're about 90% done. So just got a few more to wrap, and then we're done for 2024. We did wrap under the Christmas tree, so it looks very, very like some festive looking. So that's what's going on here. Let me break real quick. Okay, as far as the Saginaw Art Museum, I've only been there a couple of times, and it was always work related. I never really spent any time looking in there. When I was still working at KD5, there'd be some new exhibits, new artwork there, and they would maybe send me by myself with a camera, or with a reporter, we'd do a little story on it. But the two or three times we were there, it's a nice facility. I was really surprised. You don't hear much about the art museum in Saginaw, but it's a really nice facility there. And like I said, I was only there for maybe, you know, an hour or so at the most doing a story, and then we'd have to take off for another story. So I was never really spent any time just browsing around, but it's a nice facility. And as far as Henry Ford Museum, Greenfield Village, I haven't been to Greenfield Village in about 50 years. But I haven't been to the, Barb and I went to Henry Ford Museum about 9 years ago. And that was the first time about 40 years before that. So it was a big change to see between the first time I was there when I was a kid, high school, and when we went there together a few years ago. A lot of neat stuff. I'm really fascinated with the technology of the late 19th century, early 20th century, and a lot of steam power. And a lot of the ingenuity that the technology of that time. So it's really a neat facility. So if you get a chance to go, if nobody's been to Henry Ford Museum, I suggest you go. Or if you have already been there, go again, because they're always adding to it too. So anyways, that's it for me on this airliner. I'll toss it back and catch us on the 73 round. And until then, this is NAUI.
Great, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. With about 80% with the Christmas presents done now. I'm about 90% myself. I got a few more things in the mail today from Amazon that need to get wrapped, but I pretty much got it wiped out last Friday, Saturday. So just a matter of wrapping some things and getting some gift cards together. But like you said, the Henry Ford and Greenfield Village. They do change things quite a bit. I know I've been there quite a few times within the last few years. I've had the membership, but before that, probably in the 80s, went down there, and they had the paddle boat steamship that went around the little island there, and that is now gone. So, yeah, things change. They add things, take things away. So you almost do have to go every couple of years to catch up on what's changing. All right, thanks, Tom. We'll be back around you shortly for the 73 round. Next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and stand by Bob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good. Mike, KD8MMH, W8DW. Christmas around. We finally got the Christmas tree decorated. Mary worked on that this last weekend, and that's looking good. The only thing now is I got to take and put the boxes back down in the basement. We're still the stuff is still sitting here in the living room, so we'll do that probably tomorrow. And I just noticed too, we just missed an anniversary, 50th anniversary of the launch of Oscar 7. That's that particular satellite still operational. Was launched on November 15th, 1974, and as I said, it's still operational. I think I worked it a year or two ago. I worked through it on CW. The batteries are gone, but what it will do is it'll be operational when it's in the sun. The connection between the batteries and the solar cell went out, so that's a good thing. So now it's just strictly running off the solar cell, so I might go down and try and listen to that. I think it does switch from a couple different modes during it, so you sort of got to watch. You got to take a hand to get on, and you got to look at the site to make sure you get the right one. As far as attractions. One of them is real funny. This, as far as Saginaw, there's, I've been to most of the places in Saginaw, maybe missed a few, but the funny one has, and I'm going to take a little break here. The funny one, quite a few years ago, Henry Ford Museum, that's got to be 30, 35 years ago, I went down there, and as I was going through, I looked at some of the equipment and that being working in the plant. I was looking at the different pieces of equipment down there, and it's real funny. I looked at the one, I kept on staring at it. Piece of equipment on the floor in Henry Museum was some of the same stuff that we were using in the plant up here eating. So it was still operational out here. It was real funny. Anyway, back to you there, Mike. We'll be here for 73 rounds. KD8 MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good information there on the Oscar satellite. Interesting to know that's still up there after 50 years of working. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Rick. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, you guys are talking about. I've never been to the Saginaw Art Museum. Never been there. In fact, I didn't even know they had one. But a few of the other things I've been to. But what got my attention was when Ron mentioned the Ford and the Greenfield Village museums. I was there. I was 12 years old, sixth grade, on a field trip. That was a long time ago. That's like, 50... Let me do my quick math here, 56 years ago. And that's the only time I've been there. And my wife said she was never there before. And I can't remember if the Henry Ford Museum and Greenfield Village one in the same, or are they two separate entities? I can't remember anymore. But I remember going down there. It was definitely Greenfield Village I was part of, I'm sure. And we had talked about going there, but she looked up tickets to go there, and it was some crazy price. It was like, it was $65 a piece, $80 a piece to get in there. And she said, I don't want to go that bad. So we didn't go. But maybe somebody can clarify that. I just remember it being some crazy high price to get in there. And it's just basically for one day, and frankly, if I remember correctly, you really can't go through the place in one day, so I don't know. But that's kind of it for this round here. I'll save the rest for the 73 round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. To answer your question on the village and the museum, they're kind of together, but they're separate. They're right next to each other, but they do require separate tickets. The museum is open year-round from 9:30 in the morning until 5 p.m., and the village is only open from, like, late April through the end of October, I believe. And I'm not seeing, I'm looking online here, I'm not seeing the actual price for admission. I want to say it's around, like, $25 roughly for, I'll check and let you know next time on the next round, but I want to say it's around like $25 for each of the museum, and then $25 for the village. You can get a combined ticket, which gives you a little bit cheaper to do both, and then you can also, for the village, you can add rides. They have the steam train, carousel, horse-drawn wagon, the old buses and what have you for different rides around the village. So that's, you can add that on probably for an extra $10 or whatever for the rides. Let me break a second here. But
yeah, it's if you haven't been there in a while, it's definitely worth seeing. And you're right, you can't do them both in one day. You can, but you're missing a lot. It probably takes a good day to do the village, and then another good day to do the museum if you want to catch most everything. So, but anyway, yeah, that it is definitely something worth seeing. We're not that far either, maybe an hour and a half or so to get down there. So. All right, we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KATAC repeater. Before I go to Rick, is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing here. So with that, we'll continue on down on this. Next, we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA. And stand by me. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead. Can you do another call for Rick, KC8VOA? Are you out there, Rick? So, go right ahead. Okay, we'll come back to Rick. Something came up. May I have to step away for a second. Next up, we'll go to Minnie, KDAPAZ, and you're up. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KDAMMH. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. I'm not doing too much. I've got a family breakfast on Wednesday, and then a luncheon with the girls on Wednesday afternoon. So hopefully we don't... We're supposed to get about 1 to 3 inches of snow, but that's nothing compared to what we have get before. Anyway, as far as I wouldn't mind visiting the art museum or the tea house. So as long as I've lived around here, I've never been to either one of those. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, like I said, I've lived here my whole life pretty much, too, except for a few years down in Oklahoma. But, like I said, I've lived here the whole life and driven by it dozens and dozens of times and never stopped in and had pretty much all the Christmas stuff done Saturday. So I thought we'll take a quick run over to the museum. Only live a couple miles from there, so see what's up there. So, like you said, yep, there's places around here. I want to see the Japanese tea gardens, too, that probably is pretty nice in the spring when things start blooming and everything also. And for Bob, NAKPR, for the ticket prices, I'm seeing the museum. If you buy online, it's $34. Normally it's $36 if you just pay at the door, $34 if you get online. Senior citizen online is $30.50. $2 more if you don't get them online. So... they don't have the prices for their village because the village isn't open now, but I'm assuming the village is pretty close also, probably $34 for the village and probably another $10 or so for the addition to all the rides on there. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to get on the list and join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, nothing heard, so with that, we'll start back at the top of our list. Go to Rob, KC8SBL, and stand by Ron, 73 round. Go ahead, Rob.
Good evening again, Yeah, Mike, you just picked up just a slight tinge of ACM. I don't think you need to complain about what I bring up, but other than that, good copy there. That could be anything. Maybe the Rio's tired. Yes. Yeah, I talk about the museums again here. I was going to say, I went down to Greenfield several times, and that CNO Allegheny makes a pure bunch at 1225 of SRI things look timid. And they told me, I talked to a guy, and he said when they got that, shoved that engine into the museum, they had to grease the track. The roof was too small and too low, so they had to modify the roof to get it in there. And they said that there was still coal in the firebox. That's amazing. It was basically took out of service, and it took up Dead Hole, and Penn Central shoved it in there. And there it is. That's a D-Vantage and had another place for the second. In Chicago, the Defense Industry. Me and my ex-wife gone there several times. And one year we went, in the wintertime, and they have a display of the Burlington Zephyr. It's a car body, like a passenger car locomotive. And one thing it had a, the original engine was an EMD, it was a Winton 2018 and my straight 8 diesel. And the guy was in doing maintenance on the thing, and like, trumped up a conversation with him. I said, yeah, I said, I work for the railroad in Michigan. You know, if I take a little closer, he said, ah, go ahead. He unhooked the chain. I walked in the engine compartment, and I'm looking at it, and the fuel pump in the Virgin Zephyr from 1933 is the same fuel pump that runs our locomotives here at GLC. I could not believe that. And that was a very unique kit. It was made by the Whitten Company. It was a 208, an inline straight 8 with a blower in the backside. That was amazing. All the accessories on the engine were basically stuff that's still being used at this time. But that was interesting. I also seen the U-571 submarine. That was pretty cool, too. But, yeah, the Museum of Chicago, that's a place to go to. So, but, oh, yeah, doing a good job tonight, sir. A lot of people out on that are kind of here. It's good to hear everybody. And, yeah, I brought my kid with him. Hopefully, I think it's just the mic. So, K-E-8-H-K is going to bring his microphone over here one day this week, and I'll try it. Hopefully, just the mic. So, all right, there, Mike. You take care. 7-3. Of course, we'll talk to you next week. But 7-3 to everyone. And if I don't make the net, Merry Christmas to one and all. K-E-8-M-M-H, K-C-S-L. 7-3, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also, and yeah, hopefully you'll be here next week. And if not, Merry Christmas to you also. And yeah, like you said, that the engine that they have down there at the museum at Greenfield Builder at Henry Ford Museum. Yeah, the size of that is just it's enormous. A lot of that one whole side of the museum is railroad, old Pullman cars, and it's amazing. And the size of that stuff that's in there too. Definitely something we're seeing. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, net on the KD8GAC repeater. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net.
One other place, I'm not sure if any of you have been there or not, I've been there several times, is the Gilmore Car Museum. It's in the southwest part of the state down toward Jackson, and very nice car museum laid out. And again, the best time is to go in the summertime. That way you can go from building to building outside. The buildings originally started when he built the museum was with these old classic type of barns. He brought in the person, I can't even remember his name, his first name, last name was Gilmore, but his first name I can't remember, brought in several of these antique barns from around Michigan and other states, and that had them disassembled, moved onto the property and reassembled, and that's what many of the cars are stored in, are these old barns. Just beautiful structures in themselves and then for the cars, and they've expanded it multiple times for what's in there. It's really quite amazing. I've gone down for several years for the vintage. They do different shows on the weekends, and they did a vintage motorcycle show where people bring in all their vintage bikes. They put them on this the show field, basically. It's about a little smaller than a football field, and everybody brings their motorcycles and puts on display, and then there are, if it's a good day, nice sunny day, you'll get 3,000-4,000 motorcycles that ride into this. So not only do you have the bikes on the show field, the antiques, you can walk up and down through the aisles and look at all the other bikes that other people have brought, which a lot of them are vintage bikes as well. So, but the car museum is really a neat place. It's down Hickory Corners Hickory Corners, Michigan, down by Jackson. So look it up if you haven't been there. It's got some really neat things in there. Some of the cars that were donated were from Walt Disney and from a variety of different celebrities donated vehicles to the museum. So it's a cool place. For me, I had the grandkids on Friday night for a while because my wife had a party. My son and daughter-in-law had a party. Mike, I at least got my cherry chips fix again. My son-in-law had got a Costco membership through work, so he took us to a tour up there on Sunday, and I picked up a resupply there. So we're good there if he goes up, but if I need you, if you're up there and need a restock, I'll let you know. But rest of this week, just got work. I, like I said, trying to get ready, rest of things ready for Christmas. Let me break. I've got a few packages from Amazon. Hopefully it's supposed to be here tomorrow. I'm getting some resupplies for the 3D printer. One order I ordered before Thanksgiving still hasn't shipped yet. Where an order that I did after Thanksgiving is supposed to arrive part of it tomorrow and part on Wednesday. So not sure what the real holdup is on that one. I have a tracking number, but it hasn't left the facility yet. So we'll wait and see. But other than that, we're not putting up a Christmas tree this year with the three kittens. It would be on the ground. So we've decorated in other ways, and the Christmas tree will stay up in the garage attic, I guess, for this year. We'll wait for next year to see how the kittens do, because our youngest, which is about 3 months old, we have some other decorative trees that are in the living room. She's climbed those and has decided to take leaves and things off of them. So the tree wouldn't stand a chance. And Tom, your little house village and Tiny Toons terrorizing it. My wife has about 30 houses. They're not going up this year either. They would probably get pushed on the floor as well, and that's not something my wife would relish, that's for sure. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Watch if we get some snow at the end of the week. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. 73D also, thanks for joining us tonight, and I'll be back around here at the end of the net for the net report. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and Standby Dave. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is NADUI. Ron, I know exactly what you're talking about with the cats. Our cats, though, are older. They're 11 and 13 years old. And when we first got them, when we first adopted Zoe, mom, she gave birth to Milo and five other kittens. We got five couples adopted the five kittens and kept Milo. He's the oldest, the calico. Different personality, the calico, Milo. She's the one who would any decorations, we don't put any decorations on the bottom branches of our tree. They dangle a little bit, move a little bit. Milo still wants to play with it, so we make those decorations out of her reach. But when we first got the kitten, both kittens, they would, Milo would try to,
KHBAC, repeater Saginaw.
We had to watch her. She finally got tired of it. Now, and Zoe's the mother. She's, like, more mature anyway. She's not going to mess with the tree. But they got to the age now where it's like, ugh, the tree, so what? It's boring. You know, we're not even going to mess with the tree. But Milo likes to sit up on the credenza where our village is. And she doesn't mess with the buildings, but she tries to get in between the church and the house and and all the people and the trees and kind of get in right where it's comfortable because she likes to sit up there where it's warmer. So, but that's the extent of our cats. We never really had a problem with the cats knocking the tree over. I see horror stories of the tree getting knocked over and it's a mess. But let me break real quick. But that's the extent of our cat situation. But they're pretty good kitties. But I got one thing. I have to check out my 40 and 80 meter inverted V. The SWR is like 7 to 1 on both bands, and I'm usually getting anywhere between 1.1 and 1.6 to 1 on 80 and 40. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to, one of these days this week, before it gets too cold, I'm going to have to disconnect the coax of the junction box and get my antenna analyzer out and see why it's, kind of trace it and see where it leads me and see what happens. Hopefully it's nothing serious. They're having problems with it, but, you know, it's been up for years, and it's, you know, bound to have some, it's due time to have an issue with it, so I'll bring it, I'll hoist it down, and I'll, like I said, I'll put the antenna analyzer on and check it out and see what happens. See if I can get it fixed before it gets too cold to work on the antennas altogether. So, anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back. Say 73 to everyone, and I hope everyone has a good week, and we'll talk about again next Monday night. So, in the meantime, this is NAEUI. Say good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. Hopefully the SWR problem turns out to be something easy, fixable, maybe just a little corrosion on one of the connectors or something. Clean up the connectors, tighten up the connectors a little bit. Hopefully that'll get it cleaned up and fixed for you. This is KDA-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association on the KDAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Bob. Dave, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Not a whole lot more here. We have a little project going here with the, I talked to you the other day about one of the local hams, silent key, looking at some equipment that probably will be donated. Some of them will be donated to the club. I think I'm going to try and help her sell some of it because it's some of it's pretty high value stuff, so we'll see how that goes. I'll just sort of work on that. It's probably after the first year, and I'll probably have something either listed on the website or list on the in the Savara newsletter, so could be working on that. Anyway, that's all I got. The 73s, everyone have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. KD8MMH, W8DW.
Great, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and thanks for working on that the silent key equipment there. Hopefully have some nice equipment to offer the club members here. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Rick, if you're around, stand by, Rick. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Says NAKPR. Well, thanks for looking that up for me, Mike. Maybe my wife was looking at something else. All I remember is some kind of ridiculous price for a day. You know, it's going to cost us, you know, $150 for both of us to go there. But the prices you come up with there, that's not too bad. But yeah. You know, it's you drive all the way down there, and I guess we'll just have to pick one or the other to go to and do that. Maybe it's something we can do this summer. And another place I always wanted to go to is Octagon Barn in the Thumb. But I was going to go there this summer, but when I seen it was open, it didn't open until like, middle of May maybe. And it's like, oh, man, we're going to be busy for the next several months there, so, but never did make it there. We'll get there one of these days. And, somebody mentioned about the Titanic displays. The wife and me and the kids, had to have been maybe 20 years ago, the Museum of Science and History or something like that in Detroit had a display of artifacts from the Titanic, and it was quite impressive. It was really impressive, and when you walked in, you got a passport, from the, what is it called, Star Lines, something like that. And you had a name on it, and that's who you were. And then as you go through the museum, you know, you check out all the artifacts, which I was impressed with. I really was. And it took a while to get through it. But anyways, at the end of the line, you when you finally walked out, they had a board of survivors and those who passed and the survivors, and you got to check to see if you survived or not, which was kind of different, but kind of cool too. And all four of us had survivors. We were all survivors, so that was a good thing. And I've been to a lot of, let me buy a second here. And I've been to arts and science museums in Chicago, Cleveland, St. Louis, and I'm impressed by all of them. I can't remember if it was the Chicago at the History and Science Museum, but the one I'm thinking about is, as you walk in the door, there's a complete skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex as you walk into the building, which I thought, well, I was impressed with. That was really cool. I like dinosaurs anyway, so. And I like, Egyptian stuff, and the Aztecs, Incas, Mayans. I like all that kind of stuff. That's what I guess floats my boat. But, so if I run into a display of that stuff, I'll spend some time there looking at things. But thanks for doing that, Mike. It's been fun. And everybody have a great week. And we'll talk to you again next week. Back to Net Control. This is NQPR.
Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 you also. The museum you're talking about with the skeleton, the dinosaur skeleton, I think that's the one in Chicago. I was at that one many, many years ago, probably in the mid-80s also. And I remember that, too. That was a quite impressive museum down there. Octagon Barn, I've seen a lot of things about that. That's something I wanted to go through also, but that's still on my list. I haven't seen that either. And, like you said, the Titanic exhibit, there's quite a few places years ago that had the exhibit going around. It was in my neighbor. She was big into the Titanic stuff, so I ended up taking her to the Flint. I think the Sloan Museum had the Titanic exhibit there, and then they had a real nice one in Midland at the Midland Center for the Arts, and they did the same thing when you walked in. White Star Line is what it was, and they gave you the ticket, and then at the end you checked to see if you were one of the survivors or not. I think on that one I was a survivor, and my neighbor that I went with, she didn't survive. Anyway, but yeah, there was quite a few of those places years ago that had the Titanic displays. That was definitely something nice worth seeing. All right, thanks again, Bob, and 7-3, you have a great weekend. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Rick, KC8 UBOA, and stand by me. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm back now. I had to duck out. We had a medical emergency here, so I had to deal with that. I like your poser question there, Mike, and as a child, I was in and out of the art museum quite a bit, and that was long before they remodeled it. So I have not been into it since it's been remodeled. But they used to sell all kinds of trinkets and stuff in there, and we used to pick stuff up. We used to spend a lot of time down at Bliss Park and over to Anderson Pool. So I'm familiar with the area there. The guys are talking about cats earlier. And the wife had submitted a photo of her cat to Paw Print cat calendar. And lo and behold, he made the January Paw Print cat calendar. So we have a celebrity in the house now. As far as locations I'd like to go, one of the places I attempted to go this last summer is Alpena's Thunder Bay Shipwreck Museum. That is something that's fascinated me there, and I would always like to go to that.
And with that, I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week. Stay safe. I understand we're supposed to get a little snow later in the week. And take care. 73 KCBOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Hope everything turns out okay there with the medical emergency. If that was nothing that was too major. The Alpena Thunder Bay NOAA Museum there, that is very nice. I've been through that quite a few times. They used to have the lighthouse, the annual lighthouse, Great Lakes Lighthouse Association meetings up there in Alpena. And I was part of the Round Island Lighthouse group, so we go up every year for the Lighthouse Festival up there, and have been through that museum many times. It's very nice museum. They've got like an old style schooner or something in there with a walk down in it. It's the lighting and like you're in a storm on the lakes and whatever, so it's very nice if you get a chance to see it. It's well worth it. Once again, thanks for joining us, Rick 73, and you have a great week ahead. All right, next up, last on our list, we'll go to Mini, KD8PAZ. You're up, Mini. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. A lot of interesting places that people want to go to, and like I say, I've been living around here all my life, and I've seen a lot of stuff I would love to see, but this old age and not driving on the freeway and stuff, I'd have to get somebody to take me, so I'll just guess at home and just go to breakfast on Fridays and Wednesdays and that. So anyway, this talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8NNH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and maybe that's something we can get together with some of the club members. I know quite a few of us are retired. Maybe we can get something together, some of these places that people want to see, they've never been, they don't want to go alone, meet up and go to like the art museum, different things around. So something we're thinking about. Appreciate that. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that'd like to join us for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Safari Net?
KC8YVF recheck.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Well, I did find my HDMI cable that I was missing. And for those of you that kind of remember the story with the ammo box, I did find that as well. That was basically in plain sight. It was 2 feet from where I was looking. It's just I wasn't looking close enough, I guess. But the cable did turn it up. I was doing the tile work last weekend, and I came down the basement to get the tile saw, and I had to move some things in the shop, and there was a plastic bag, grocery bag, sitting on top of it, basically. And I picked it up to look inside, and here was those four cases that we did to put the coax tester together, and in that plastic bag was the cable. So I did locate it, but only after I'd purchased a replacement one. So they'll show up sooner or later. It just takes time sometimes. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mike, KC8YVF.
Yep, very good, Ron. Yeah, that's the way it always happens. You misplace something, you need it, you end up buying another one, and then a day later you find the one that you were looking for. Happens all the time. All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. And Ron, stand by here for 1 second while I get some numbers together, and I'll have the report for you.
KDAVF, KDAVMH. Let me know if you're ready for the report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. By the way, you've got a pretty good hum on the signal there tonight, so not sure. Usually you're pretty clear, but you've got a pretty good hum on it tonight. Go right ahead with the report.
Yeah, that's what Rob was saying, too. The only thing I can think, my refrigerator is clicked on here in the background. I turned the TV off because I know that had caused problems in the past, but not sure what the issue is tonight. But anyway, hopefully we'll figure it out, get it cleared up. The net report. This will be my number 150. Routine. Hotel X-ray Gulf. KD8MMH. Check of 8. Saginaw, Michigan. December 16th. 2024, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figure 9. Total time, figure 57.57 minutes, X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I copy the report, sir, so thank you very much for doing the net for the report, and we'll talk to you again probably next week. KCHYVF, Claire.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Before you run, I got one quick question, too. I'm thinking, today's Monday, I'm thinking about Wednesday heading up to Midland to Dennis's to drop off some of that old equipment for their high school demolition day. I got, like I said, I got some VCRs and some satellite receivers and whatever. I'm just saying, if you're going to be around tomorrow after work sometime in the evening, I can swing by and pick up whatever you have that you wanted to drop off to them also. So let me know if that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's fine. Anytime tomorrow, I have a laser printer and I have a couple of laptops that I will give them. So my wife would like me to get rid of a lot more, but some of these things, like I said, I'm not ready to give up the laptops that we had for the trailer until I can make sure these replacements are working fine, and then I may be giving those up. But, yeah, I got a printer and a couple of laptops to go.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you a text tomorrow evening, probably swing by around 6 o'clock somewhere in that area. Then if that works for you, I'll text you before I take off and stop by tomorrow night, pick some stuff up, and take it up to Midland. 88FMH. Thanks, Ron.
That sounds good, Mike. We'll see you tomorrow. KDAVF, Claire.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.